The National Farm Machinery Show kicks off today at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville. And, of course, we're on hand to bring coverage of the National Farm Machinery Show this year, as we have for the past several years. This year's coverage brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, CNC Ag Enterprises, H&R AgriPower, Christian County Farm Bureau Federation. We'll hear from David Beck, president of Kentucky Venues, about this year's National Farm Machinery Show.
And we're excited about the National Farm Machinery Show. You know, this will be the 55th annual show. And just like you, I grew up coming. I started coming when I was in middle school. So there's a rich tradition there with this show, and we're excited about this year's event.
Mr. Beck, tell us what all you have planned this year. What's going to take place on the 55th year?
Well, we have over 1.2 million square feet of indoor climate-controlled facility, one of the largest shows of this type in North America. We'll have over 900 exhibitors. We have a waiting list for those wanting to get in the show. We anticipate probably around 300,000 attendees. That's been the history of the guesstimate of those that attend. So it'll be seminars. There'll be educational opportunities for people, and it's just a packed 4 days. The show starts on Wednesday the 12th of February, and it runs through the 15th. One of the things this year that's going to be new, and I want to let people know that that we think is important, we will have a registration. Entrance into the show is free. There is no charge to get in. But as I attend shows of this nature around the country and learn from managers of shows, and we've been talking about this for a couple of years, there's interest in learning the demographics of people, what they produce, what they're interested in, where they come from. And since there's no registration, that's kind of a guess. And having better information about our attendees gives us a better opportunity to plan events with exhibitors and programs and conferences and things that better fit their needs and their interests, opportunity to get some direct feedback from the attendees. So we'll have that in place this time. It will be a volunteer registration. Next year it will be required. This year it's a volunteer. People just come in. They can register online ahead of time, or they can register ever interested and have the opportunity with people there to assist people in registering. They'll get a name card printed out, and that'll be expedited, get it done as quick as possible. There'll be lanyards for people to wear, and this will go in the show. For those that do go through the process and get registered, there's some pretty nice gifts that they can be eligible for. There's a John Deere Gator. There's a Bobcat compact tractor, front-end loader. There's various tools and equipment that people that register will be able to be in a drawing for, so it creates some interest in that. But every farm show I go to, in fact, every event I go to, you can't get in the gate unless you've got a registration. But we don't want to charge people, and it's our intent never to charge people to go to the show. We just want to get some good data so we can have a way to plan it and do better. Give an example. During the state fair this last year, we had an increase in school groups coming through, about 72% increase. And we're looking to not only serve agriculture and be able to have producers come in and meet with vendors and exhibitors and do business, we want to also help people to learn about agriculture. And so if we can see what percentage there, we might be able to plan some events that help better tell the story of agriculture for the non-farm public. And, you know, that's a growing segment of our society. So anything we can do to improve the educational aspect would be beneficial as well. So that's one of the new things. This will be the tractor pull this year. We're excited about that, too, the 52nd annual tractor pull. And a lot of enthusiasm about that. We have some new announcers that are going to be assisting us with the tractor pull, and be an opportunity for increased audience participation and engagement during the show. So I think that'll be interesting. We're seeing more of that in the entertainment arena, so we'll have that going on. So I'm proud of our team. We're excited about it and looking forward to a great show again this year.
You know, your free seminars, and you mentioned that trying to gauge the public's interest in those are always one of the highlights, because people, after they've walked around a little while, they don't mind getting off their feet a few minutes anyway. And you have a lot of free seminars every year at the show for people to attend.
That's right. We have several every day. There's a listing, a posting of those, so people can plan their day. Ag technology, always a lot of interest in that. There will be one on Wednesday just talking about that, the new technologies. You know, as I look around the country and I look at different industries, we see a lot of innovation and a lot of things happening. So much of the technology, much of that started in agriculture. farm people are problem solvers, find better ways to do things. So much of the technology that's used throughout our society, a lot of that started in agriculture. So it's always interesting to go and see what some of the new ideas are and what's being discussed out there. So different type of equipments, looking at market outlooks, weather outlooks, trends in trade, all of these things are reports and seminars and opportunity to talk with people, do Q&A, to gain some information that might be helpful to improve net farm income while people are here attending the show.
Of course, we hope you'll stop by and see us. We'll be headquartered at the H&R AgriPower booth in the south wing of the Kentucky Exposition Center. Our coverage brought to you this year by Christian County Farm Bureau Federation, Raider Auction Company, Wildcat Chevrolet, Height Lubricants and Fasteners, and CBC Ag Enterprises. Reporting from the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, I'm Alan Watts with your Ag Edge.